souls that were saved. Honestly, neither of those verses can happen if we don't realize the importance of one verse. Acts chapter 2 and verse 36. Acts chapter 2 and verse 36 is more than just the end of Peter's sermon. It's a statement that is made that if only people in the world would realize the weight that it holds, then it would change the way they worship and change the way they live. Not only them, but us as well, if we're not doing so properly. Acts chapter 2 and verse 36 is an extremely important verse, one that we have to know what it's about. And there's a certain saying in there that we skip over too often. So if you're in Acts chapter 2, go ahead and read with me Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Therefore let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Both Lord and Christ. That's what we're going to be talking about this evening. We're going to be talking about what it means to be Lord and Christ, where the proof is found that Jesus is Lord and Christ in Acts chapter 2, and how the first century applied it to their lives and how we can apply it to our lives as well. But before we do any of that, we have to be all on the same page in Acts chapter 2. We have to know really what it's all about. So if you will, go back to the very beginning of Acts chapter 2 with me, and we'll read verses 1 through 6. We can see in these verses that this day of Pentecost was not just like any other. The day of Pentecost was a day where tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Jews from the surrounding countries would come together and worship God. So read with me, if you will, Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 1. It says, "When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the crowd came together and were bewildered because each one of them was hearing them speak in his own language." So here we see three things that happen. First, we see a sound like a mighty rushing wind. Have you ever been to the zoo and heard the lion roar? What happens whenever that happens? Well, people all over the zoo come together to hear and see what is happening at that moment. That was similar to this rushing wind. Everyone gathered together to find out what was going on. And then, something probably even more amazing happened. Tongues of fire distributed themselves on the apostles. And then, they spoke in tongues. They spoke in languages that they had never learned before. And everyone knew it. Now, in verses 7 through 13, we can see their reaction. Read with me now, if you will, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 7. It says, "They were all amazed and astonished, saying, 'Why are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we each hear them in our own language to which we were born?'" Now skip down to verse 12, if you will. "And they all continued in amazement and great perplexity, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others were mocking and saying, 'They are full of sweet wine.'" Now there are kind of mixed reactions in this crowd, as expected, as usually is. But as we can see, they were all amazed and astonished at what was happening. These people were speaking in languages that they had never heard before. They had fire on their heads and a sound like a rushing wind just happened. This had never happened before and it would never happen again. And it was an event that drew everyone, the tens of thousands of Jews in one place for Peter's sermon. In verse 14, he starts his sermon. And then in verses 17 through 21, we can see him bringing in prophecy, the prophecy of Joel, saying, "This event that is happening right now is what was prophesied about hundreds and hundreds of years ago by the prophet Joel." We're going to talk about this chapter in further detail later, but right now I just want you to see the basic building blocks of it. In verses 24 through 35,